Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians 6, we were comparing clearing the things of the world out of our life with a farmer preparing a field for the planting of his crops. Please tune in and pay close attention today. Going back to chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations. And I'm not going to go into an explanation of all these words, but emulations kind of looks at the idea of you want what the world gets, and so you emulate it to hopefully to get the results the world gets from doing it, but you just religiousize it when you emulate it. He goes on to say wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, social drinking, partying crowd, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, it's interesting he says, in such like, because he says there's so much more that we could cover. Because it fulfills the lust of the flesh, and it doesn't grow the spirit, doesn't strengthen the spirit. So again, is there a work of the flesh that we just read through there that we should not stand against it because we want to keep peace in our family? We want to keep peace with certain people? Then, my friend, you have mocked God. And, oh, I don't want that for anybody. Now, the good fight of faith must have resolve on the inner man. If we don't, in time, we will slacken, retreat, or give up in the good fight of faith. We will slacken in our work, in our Bible time, in our prayer time, in our witness. Especially if we get our eyes on men who are even supposed to be right, and we see some deceit. But we got him on men instead of on the Lord. And then we begin to lighten up on building up the inner man in the truth from which comes faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and thy word is truth. The field must be completely plowed, and the heart must be completely sown in God's word, in the inner man, if we are to reap in due time. You break up the soil, get out the thorns and the rocks and the things that are in there that would prevent a fruitful crop. We need to get the sin, the things out of our heart and lives, asking God, saying, Lord, I can't move that rock. I can't handle those thorns. Please, I'll do what you tell me to do, but take them from me, and I will not desire them. Yea, even take the desire from me. And I'll do my part, do my best, not to give place to fulfill the lust of the flesh, to give them a place to come back in. We may get weary in doing the Lord's service. The problem comes is when we get weary of it instead of just weary from being tired. And when we get weary of the work itself, something is radically wrong. with our own soul, the inner man. We reap if we faint not. That's if we don't relax our power in the Lord, in our walk, that we don't begin to blend our walk with the flesh. And by the way, the word faint here in verse 9, he says at the end, if we faint not. And that word, faint, is the idea of relaxing in effort and time and in work. You know, it's interesting today we have marketing and technology are beginning to win their place in local churches and the personal lives as the gospel then, because of their stratagems, is watered down and our witness personally is lessened. And the word has subjects that are avoided that we fear will hurt the church's offerings and numbers. Now, my friend, there's only one church growth book that we need. It's called the Bible. Have the wisdom to do what he saith. I'm not against technology. If I was against technology, you would not be hearing me now, because technology is needed to hear me on the radio, on the internet. But I'm against it taking the place of the Word of God. I'm against it when marketing and how we say it, how we do it. Oh, you can't say it that way. You're going to offend people. No, we're going to offend God if we follow that way. Someone has said, and I don't know who, but boy, I like the statement, we miss many a sunlit peaks of achievement because we gave up on the rugged trails of devotion. That's another thing I'd say, Selah. Think about it. Let me say that again to you. We miss many a sunlit peaks of achievement because we gave up on the rugged trails of devotion. My friend, separation from worldliness, from false doctrine, and being separated unto righteousness and holiness, that calls for a trail of rugged devotion. Now we look back at verse 8. And the sowing referred to then was for the saved person. And it is speaking of sowing to the Spirit. And that's where you see the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. So sowing to the Spirit is by the Word of God and obedience thereto. Now, weary and faint reminds us of ever-present temptations to especially those who are fundamental Christians, going by the Word, who have loved ones and others who are going another direction, and it discourages you. We must remember, sowing season is not reaping season. Don't expect to reap as soon as you sow. James 5:7-8 says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Some give up way before the Lord's coming. But he says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Now, go back to verse 1. And when we look here at Galatians, in verse 1, I want you to see something else that is here. Now, back in chapter 6, verse 1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. That's verse 1. Lest thou also be tempted. Ye which are spiritual. And you see it in the midst of a buildup as we read verse 10. As ye have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. So, you're doing good especially to those who are walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And so he says, all men, but especially those. And who does that? Ye which are spiritual. Ye that are right with God. Ye that are walk spiritual means that you're walking in the Spirit. So as we grow in the inner man, the fruit of the Spirit will be communicated to all men, especially fellow believers, and particularly within the confines of the local church. And by the way, this is the reason Christians should patronize the businesses of other Christians whenever it is possible. Now, let me say this. I believe we ought to patronize Christian businesses. For example, you know, a good Christian, he owns maybe an auto repair shop. Go there. But that doesn't mean, especially if they're members of your church, it still doesn't mean this, that you get a discount because you're a Christian. You should do that. You see, it's important, if you're saved, in this present evil day, that we grow on the inner man and continue to do good. So, yeah, we need to do good unto all men and let the fruit of the Spirit be manifested in us and through us.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.